Attention students, are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you need a more flexible schedule? Athabasca University has you covered. AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit athabascau.ca to browse our online courses and transform your academic journey.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
I don't think they can answer, so why don't we continue speaking?
Well, welcome, everybody.
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's who I was really asking. Welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And today I'm really excited. I don't know if you are as much as I am, Sherry.
No, you're more excited than I am.
Oh, I'm clearly really excited about today. We've got what I wanted to call K-Tel Hell.
So we're warning you right now, we're going to say hell a lot on this channel today.
Maybe not
well,
as
you
much.
Said it a lot this week, let's put it that way, because yeah, you were talking about this all week.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about what we found. And when we were doing some research on this, so let's just kick it off. We'll get right into this. So
can I add 2 points of clarity?
Sure.
So just for fun, if you don't, please go look at our social media. We have a 30_YON Years of Nonsense Instagram page, plus both of our Facebook pages, where there's a really cool photo of Terry holding a couple albums that he found when he went in the washroom, ironically, when he got here, which are K-Tel albums. Yeah. But he was very excited about it. It's a really cute photo. So go and have a look at it. Also, I just want to give it out to you 100% because you did all this research. So Terry is very excited about this topic and he worked really hard on it this week. So he's probably going to do the majority of the talking because he's been talking all week about K-Tel and all the really interesting facts that he found out, which are very interesting. But you did most of the work on this. So I'm going to give it to you on that one.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I mean, if anybody is, I'm going to say, born in 60s, 70s, or even the 80s and probably the 90s, like basically up until the 2000s, K-Tel had a real hold on things. And I think even now, but people don't even realize it's a K-Tel product.
Right. Well, there's definitely some remnants. And it's interesting, when we were chatting about this, you said he was a disruptor.
Yeah, he
but
was.
But that was before the word disruptor was a thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. So let me just tell you a little bit about the owner of K-Tel. So the guy's name was Philip Kives. It's spelt K-I-V-E-S. So you would think it was Kives, but it's actually Kives. And he was born in Saskatchewan, right?
Yep.
And then moved in his early years, his formative years, to Winnipeg, Manitoba.
So he's Canadian.
He's Canadian all the way. So Canadian content. So we're CanCon
100%
all the way.
We're covered this week.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so funny. So as a child, he actually would trap and capture weasels and other animals and sell their pelts for money. So which is kind of a weird little thing.
He was an early entrepreneur.
Yeah, he was. Well, that's
what
it says, right?
We're not trying to upset
the
PETA people, he was an early entrepreneur.
Yeah. So he was also dealing in gopher tails and stuff. Like, it's so funny when you look this stuff up, you're like, is this fact or fiction? Like,
it's on the internet. It must be true.
No, I know. I'm just, but it's so unreal to think that this is what this guy started off as. So anyway, he moves to Winnipeg. He becomes a taxi driver as he gets older. And then he starts selling utensils door to door. And one of the items he actually sold was the Teflon frying pan. So that nonstick frying pan. But apparently it didn't go too well because it wasn't as nonstick as he was claiming it to be.
Okay.
So then he starts getting into this thing of compilation records. So he starts and he does his first one and it's like the best 25 country hits and it sells really, really well apparently. And from there, the next one he does is a polka record and, it sells 1.5 million copies in the USA, which is crazy. To think that, but I guess polka must have been popular back then. It's not so popular now.
So what year are we talking about?
1966.
Right.
So mid-60s.
Before you.
Oh, absolutely. And then in the early 70s, he actually, he opens a UK division of K-Tel Records and then an Australian division. Like, they start literally taking off really, really well. And I was looking at some of the albums. And yeah, Sherry's right. They were, so the one of the restrooms here has these albums all mounted up on a wall, and then I took a couple of them down. I got to be honest. I'll put them back up after. So if anybody's so if listening Jesse's from listening, this, he yeah, knows if you're listening back. From the station, I will put these records back. I promise. But this is 20 original stars on the power pack, and then there's the 22 explosive hits.
Give me that thing.
Yeah, yeah. 22 explosive hits and then 20 power hits. But what's hilarious on this is he's also flogging other items on the back of one of these album covers. So Sherry, tell them what it's about. It's right. funny.
We were looking at this and this was definitely a trip down memory lane. But if you turn over the album cover, of course, it tells you what's on side one and what's on side two of the album in the 22 explosive hits by original stars. I can hear the voice. And then there is about a quarter of the back panel that is promoting a record selector, and I swear I remember it. It was the cheesiest plastic, basically, divider, yeah. but it is positioned as record selector is a new space-age device for storing and selecting your favorite records. Simply place all your albums in the record selector, move the first record forward, and all the other records flip forward slowly. Wow.
Yeah, it's
so
funny.
That is so space age.
Yeah, yeah.
But and hold on, it's selling for $3.99. I'm going to actually take a picture of this and also post it on our social below the original photo. This is so funny. And you need to watch for the KTEL Records new teen album release coming out.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy to think that this guy ends up being a multi-millionaire down the road.
Oh, sure he does.
But some of this stuff seems so cheesy now that you're looking back. But he's credited as being one of the first kind of the original Spotify.
Right.
And I'll talk a little bit about it later, but Apple Music actually relies on him in the early years. But a really interesting fact before we play our first song, and it's amazing, all the different artists that were on here on the KTEL albums. And I went looking just because I went down a rabbit hole on this one.
You went down a rabbit hole.
Oh, I spent hours on this thing. But lost my train of thought. One of the really interesting things about Richard Kivas is when he bought the rights to the song, he actually would edit them. And he would edit them in such a weird way that some of the songs just end. So he needed to get 20 or 22 songs on an album. And because the songs, he only had 20 minutes of space on a record on each side, he would literally just edit out choruses. He would edit out verses of a song, or he would just end it at the end of a chorus. So he didn't play the full song. And nobody could complain, like the artist and musician, because he actually bought the rights to the song. So I'm going to play full versions of songs. I'm not going to play the KTEL versions, but I do have, and what's kind of cool, one of the first ones that we have today is called Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. So,
ooh, I like this song.
It's a great song and it's amazing. And I wish I could have played the KTEL version and then compared it. I didn't have time to do that, but I did get kind of wrapped up in this. But I do have a bunch of Canadian bands mixed in here today. But I wanted to start with Rich Girl, Hall & Oates. So enjoy this track, guys.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Yeah.
guys, I hope you enjoyed that track. It's a rich one.
It's a blast from the past for sure.
Yeah. It definitely is. So, I wanted to talk about his kind of all the different things he did. And in part of it, we were looking at all these different things that he had done throughout the years. And you can literally just go to YouTube and YouTube KTEL commercials.
We did that in the car on the way here. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
It is pretty funny. So one of them is the, and I remember these as a kid.
Oh, so do I.
So they were called the KTEL Super Slider Snow Skates. And then below it is the KTEL Pocket Fisherman. So it was like basically you had a fishing rod in your pocket and it folded down to be like this tiny little thing. It's so hilarious. And then the mood shirts followed by the mood rings.
I remember the mood ring. I don't know about a mood shirt.
Yeah, I don't know how well that one did. But there's a KTEL commercial for that. And then the other one, I remember this emphatically, the snow block maker. And it was this red little block that you punched into the snow and it created snow blocks so you could make an igloo out of it.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't think I had that, but yeah, okay, very cool.
I don't think I had it either, but
you probably wanted it if it was on a TV commercial. Yeah.
And then the hair magician, the KTEL hair magician.
Well, funny, I was just thinking, I remember being the 80s having a butane curling iron in my purse. And that seems like it would have been a KTEL product. So I'm not sure if it's on your list of things, but it was definitely in that genre of things. We literally had little curling irons that we had in our purses and we'd heat them up on lunch so we could give ourselves the Farrah Fawcett flip more time.
Nice.
You remember the feathers and the flip those good things?
So here's my ask for anybody listening today. If you have anything KTEL, can you please go and take a photo of it for us?
Oh, that's funny.
And then post it to Facebook or Instagram on the 30 Years of Nonsense and just tag us in it so we can see your actual stuff. I would love that. I'm going to go home and find our Veg-O-Matic because I know we have one there. And there was like the blender. There was these, they basically...
The slap chop.
The slap chop. So
remember Karen needed one for Christmas one year?
Weird.
It was weird.
I mean, and you just keep going down here. Is the KTEL bottle cutter. Why you needed to cut your bottles, I'll never know.
Get your ship inside it.
Yeah, I guess. But it's the craziest stuff. KTEL Bigfoot. I don't know what that is. Then the pan broiler. So he had all sorts of things. And then he was the first one to do the omelet pan where the omelet was on. You flip the omelet over together. Okay. So the omelet actually was in both sides.
So was he the original as seen on TV guy?
He is.
Because it feels like that.
Yeah, no, absolutely he is. And then here's the crazy thing. We were looking at the different albums that KTEL had come out with. And I was going through some albums recently. And I realized I couldn't find my Looney Tunes album.
Why were we looking for a Looney Tunes album?
Because I was going to do some Looney Tunes commercials and add-ins and just some funny stuff. And maybe even give it to Cindy for her comedy show that goes on at 5:30.
Okay.
So I thought it would be funny. But anyway, it turns out it's a KTEL album. So I have somewhere in my music collection a 1976 KTEL Looney Tunes compilation album of just funny Looney Tunes little clips.
Yeah.
And I used to play them at believe it or not, at weddings and stuff.
Well, they would be sound bites, right?
Yeah, they were just...
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, stuff like that. So I'm going to hopefully find it and we'll post it as well. But
so if you're looking for Terry, he's in the garage for the next 3 days looking for a specific album.
Yeah. So here's another one. So what's crazy is he did this... I don't know how to explain it. He got the best of musicians to agree to be on their albums. And how I understand it was the way he got it was basically he would get them to give a popular song and then he would buy at a really cheap rate some of their other stuff that he would kind of backfill on other albums. So they would get like Rich Girl, for instance, like a big Hall & Oates song, and then he would buy some of their less popular stuff much cheaper, but he then owned the rights to it.
Right.
So he keeps this, and he keeps it in perpetuity because I was reading something about him actually now in the 2000s, his family, and KTEL still exists today. It's still ongoing. They did claim bankruptcy.
I was wondering, we're going to get to that part of the story. Yeah.
They do claim bankruptcy at one point.
There was a bounce back.
And then there's literally a pivot and they come back. Another interesting thing was Mini Pops. So I don't know if you remember.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
So Mini Pops is actually a KTEL thing as well.
That doesn't surprise me.
And they're up to, just because I looked, up to volume 20. In the Mini Pops. So it's crazy. I mean, he did an entire compilation album with British artists. He did the Irish Rovers. They did a couple of full albums with them as well. So, and I thought that was kind of neat. And so I'm actually going to play our next song is an Irish Rovers song. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. It's a little Irish Rovers. And I like the Irish Rovers. We had them, I think we discussed them before about
being. We sponsored them at the Grand Theater last St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. And we talked about them being
Canadian
when we had a debate over whether they were Canadian or not.
And for the record, Terry was right again.
Yeah. They're Canadian. They're definitely Canadian. And I'm trying to get it to come up, but.
Someone is not playing.
Yeah, it's not.
What's going on with the Irish Rovers?
It doesn't want to play.
Well, okay.
No, we'll get it.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Well, I could say something funny if you want to, because that's nonsense and I can fill the air.
Okay, you do that.
I remember the Irish Rovers just as a child because, as I've mentioned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cut me off.
We'll talk about that.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. And many an hour sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Till bad misfortune came o'er me, that caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me, friend and relation, they follow the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
Well, I went there strolling one evening, not meaning to go very far, when I met with a pickles and damsel, she was selling her trade in the bar. When I watched, she took from a customer and slipped it right into my hand. Then the law came and put me in prison. Bad luck to her black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land.
Against you is quite clear, and 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land.
Take a warning by me. And whenever you're out on the liquor, my boys, beware of the pretty colleens, for they'll fill you with the whiskey and powder until you're unable to stand. And the very next thing that you know, my lads, you have landed in Van Diemen's land.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You would think she was queen of the land. Over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
Grad Chat is a collaboration between the SGS and CFRC, where we feature one graduate student or postdoc each week, providing them the platform to showcase their research and explain how it affects us. We also occasionally do interviews with postdocs, alumni, or grad students on topical subjects. Are you a grad student, postdoc, or alumni that would like to be interviewed? Visit queensu.ca/sgs/grad-chat to fill out the interviewee form. You can listen to Grad Chat every Tuesday at 4 to 4:30 p.m.
We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that we recognize that Terry cut me off as that song was starting.
For
those of you who know us, that's not unusual for our nonsense because he gets excited and he gets to the punchline quicker than I do. What I was about to say was not important. So let's go ahead and jump into your next interesting points about K-Tel.
So what I did learn was Kivas had the company called K-Tel, but what I didn't know until I started doing this research was K-Tel actually stood or was shorthand for Kivas Television. So he was kind of, he was already, you know, he gets into this thing really quickly and he takes it into full swing by 1966. And this Canadian company gets the distributing rights to these 25 country hits. And what I learned is these hits are actually in the first album that he puts out are like number one hits. These aren't hit or miss songs. These aren't one hit wonders.
The number one country hits at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he gets these people hooked apparently based on this. So he gets them right into it and they just lap this up.
Well, let me just interrupt. I get it because I remember having to buy an LP for literally one song.
Oh, yeah.
There was the one song that you wanted that you loved that was a top hit and you wanted to hear it over and over. And until they introduced 45s where you could just buy that one and then something on the B-side, you had to buy the entire album to get the song you wanted. So if I'm a consumer in 1966, which I wasn't, but if I was a consumer in 1966, I would think this is a great deal because I get that one song from all of the albums and they were really reasonably priced. I remember seeing these commercials nonstop when I was a kid on TV. And I know you're going to get to it, but this guy was spending tons of money on advertising because that money back in that day was a lot of money. It's a lot of money now.
Yeah, it's a crazy amount of money. So,
Do you want me to jump ahead?
Yeah, no. Don't jump ahead because it's crazy. But what I did find out, I was looking in this and just in some of my material was the compilation album was basically unknown to the record industry at the time. Yeah. So he literally changed things. So once this album was released, he was able to license other singles from record companies for as little as 2 to 4 cents per track on the album, which is crazy. And this literally helps him monetize the entire back catalog. And it also introduces listeners to like a new genre of music and artists, right? So with having these compilations, they get to hear all different artists that they probably wouldn't have bought an album for, right? So it's smart for them as well. I mean, I was also looking at like when I started going down this rabbit hole, I then had a pivot and went to Big Shiny Tunes. If you remember
that. I do remember that. That's more 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
In the 90s, like Big Shiny Tunes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I mean, I'm going to do a,
we should do an episode on those.
Well, I will, but I'm actually doing music trivia tonight on that.
Okay.
So music trivia, one of my rounds is actually Big Shiny Tunes.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I was just, I was overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that I came upon with this. It was so, so cool. And I've got some information in here and I'm hoping to find it or track it down. So here, really, really interesting fact. In 2013, Dave Grohl, who's the frontman for the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
So he's my guy. I love the Foo Fighters. They're great. He gives a keynote speech at South by Southwest, which is that music festival down in Texas that Kieran always wanted to go to.
Yep.
And he gives this, he praises K-Tel for exposing him to music in his early life. Specifically Frankenstein by the Ed Winter Group. Grohl told the crowd earnestly that the song's inclusion in the 1975 KTEL Records blockbuster compilation was the first album he ever owned, and that record changed his life.
Wow.
Like, that is such a statement to say from Dave Grohl.
Right.
Of, you know, formerly of Nirvana, but Foo Fighters as well. Like, what a cool thing to hear from that guy of all people. So I was like totally pumped when I heard this, read this. I was like, oh my God, even Dave Grohl. Right. And they KTEL also produced, like I said, we talked about a little bit, the Canadians children music group called Mini Pops. And it was a series of records which group of Canadian children age, and they're only age 10 to 14, sing these songs and their family friendly pop songs. The series sold millions of copies when they were originally distributed in the 80s. And they brought the series back in Canada and the United States and Israel in May of 2004.
That's random. It Why is, Israel?
I don't know. It just, that's what they tell me in the thing, right? So, and they were like, the Mini Pop Kids actually went on tour promoting their albums, and which I've never even heard of. So it's crazy. Like, this whole thing about this guy was just unbelievable. I'm going to play another song. It's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It's Spinning Wheel. Again, another KTEL hit. Excuse me, another KTEL hit. But before I do, I, you know, that last song by the Irish Rovers, that is off the 1972 KTEL Presents the Best of the Irish Rovers. And it's 20 of their greatest hits. So it's so funny. I literally went and found that.
So where can we buy it now if we want to? I can see he's got PayPal pulled up over here.
Yeah, you can buy it on
Poshmark. You're on Poshmark.
You can buy it on Poshmark for $17.
Well, there you go.
Not that I need it, but I might think about it because it is kind of cool to have the original version of it. Maybe I'll find it at a garage sale for $1, but
you have to go to garage sales to find things like that.
But it's so cool that that actually exists. So, all right, here's a little bit of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, guys.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go. Crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color. Painted pony on the spinning wheel ride. Thank you.
let the spinning wheel fly.
Come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
That was a cool commercial.
I didn't know that was from St. Marguerite. Our son went there for a little bit.
Yeah. So back to this K-Tel Hill. So it's crazy. And I was thinking about all the different albums that I have that I didn't even know were K-Tel. I started rummaging through some albums that I'd bought recently or last year when I was in Calgary. I bought them at a secondhand store and I was trying to find what was K-Tel and what was not. What I realized is I did have some other artists or other distributors. And one of them we were talking about was Ronco. So do you remember Ronco?
The name, as soon as I read it or heard it, I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that name or word in 40 years.
Yeah, and then there was Arcade, Telstar, and Stylus. Those are the big ones.
So they tried to compete?
Yeah, they tried to get in the game once they realized how big K-Tel was becoming, but they could never do it the same. It was kind of like they were often, as what's that saying, often imitated, never duplicated.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's pretty good for my fuzzy brain. What's crazy is he, by 90 or 81, he has over $178 million worth of, sold $178 million worth of records.
Wow. That's a lot of records.
It is for that time. I can just only imagine somebody calculating that out.
Right. What that is now.
Yeah. Yeah. But then he goes bankrupt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. 1984. And he basically actually says that he did it by his own fault. Like he caused himself to go bankrupt. He made some dodgy deals, trying to do other things. He kind of pivoted way outside what he was meant to be doing.
Yeah, stay in your lane, dude. Yeah, yeah. If you're that successful, just keep going. Crazy. Head down, I would.
And then what he does is he actually buys the company back. He was able to buy the company back.
He actually went public.
He did go public.
Right, which is what you missed saying.
Yeah, so he goes public. And what's interesting is he goes public for a while during the dot-com bubble.
Right.
And then that bursts. And he goes private again.
Okay. So he bought back all his own shares.
Yeah, he basically tries to buy back the majority, not all, but you can buy them over the counter. I think he's just a small player as far as that's going now, but he's privately owned again, or the family owns it. Unfortunately, he actually dies in Winnipeg, so kind of where he grew up, and he dies in April 2016, actually April 27th, 2016, which is just a date, but
not that long ago, though. Yeah, less than 10 years ago, like 8 years ago.
Yeah, he was 87.
Okay,
so I'm sure he's still going at it. What's also interesting is when you're reading this stuff about K-Tel, in the early years of K-Tel, with this 20 minutes of music on one side, and them cutting or editing out all the songs, they also didn't press them really well. So the original versions of the songs, they were kind of scratchy and not as good as what they are now. Like some of the pressings.
I know, but you love a good album.
I do. But some of the early pressings apparently were really, really rough and the sleeves would fall apart.
Well, do you remember having, I don't remember why, but you had to put a penny on the arm of the record player. Yeah, yeah. Why did you have to do that?
So yeah, there was some,
Weigh it down properly.
Yeah, it was to weigh it down because some of the actual pressings weren't good, or if somebody bumped your table, but mostly it was due to the pressing. So if the pressing wasn't really good, you needed to get some weight on the stylus.
Right.
So right on the needle, and I would tape a couple of pennies to each of my, and I still do, to the top of my turntables to make sure that the stylus didn't bump or the pressing would get right in there properly. So little hack. Is taping.
For those of you still using record players?
Yeah. Well, they're making a comeback, I hear.
We did talk about that on a prior episode.
But yeah, no, it's pretty neat. I mean, I'm enthralled by this Kivas guy. I'd really like to go and
maybe there's a museum.
There should be.
Province.
Yeah, there should be for sure. And there's all these different albums. Like he had 22 dynamic hits, 22 explosive hits, or 20 explosive hits. But what's really, really cool about the whole thing is he actually keeps it in the early years within the family. He actually hires his son and he kind of just grows the company that way, which I thought was kind of cool as well. So
You're making yourself giggle.
I am.
Which is funny, but I don't know how it comes across the airways when you're giggling to yourself.
Guys. So it's funny. Some of the albums were as cheap as $4.99.
Yeah.
Which is crazy when you think back of it. I remember in the 80s when I was buying singles or 45s, it would be $2.49. So a full album back in the day for $4.99, that's 20 great songs.
Explosive songs. You want to hear the voice though? Because you have it queued up.
Yeah, I do. Let me.
And the voice will just transport you right back to that time. So he's going to play you a commercial.
I'm going to play a KTEL commercial. And
it is 1973 now.
Yeah. So let's see how this comes across. Why is it not playing me today?
Maybe we're not going to do that. we're not sure why that's not working. It's technical difficulties.
It is technical difficulties.
So I guess we won't do that. We thought we were being clever and had it all queued up.
I did have more songs
queued up, so that's good. We could also pivot to talking about today and what we're doing this weekend because we always try and put that in. We have a very busy weekend as usual.
I'm trying to get this going.
And tonight you have Throwback Thursday instead of Trivia Friday.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to just talk because he's distracted by trying to make this work. So if I get caught off, it's because it suddenly worked and he's not going to be able to control it. At any rate, Terry's actually doing Throwback Thursday trivia tonight at Hardway Cider Company. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that the word is going to be KTEL Hell. So if you want to go visit Terry at 7 o'clock tonight at Hardway Cider Company and say KTEL Hell to him, he will have a gift card for Go Italian like he normally does. I will not be there. Because if you don't feel like going to Hardway tonight, you could also go to 50 New Friends Kingston, which I will be hosting with my friends at La Vida Bistro Bar and Social on Gardner's Road. We have a new social event taking place monthly where we're bringing together new Kingston. Donians and new people who just need new friends. Last month was the first one. We had a really great time. It was a Latin dancing class. And this month it is a comedian. And the comedian is doing a specific set about being new, trying to make new friends, probably some Kingston jokes and things like that. So there are still tickets available for our event. It is at 7 o'clock. It is $10. And that is just to cover the cost of the comedian. But you are more than welcome to join us at La Vida, which is just on Gardner's Road. Look that up. There is an Eventbrite page, and we would love to see you out there. So that's tonight. Tomorrow, Terry's doing one of his nonsense trips with his buddies. So tomorrow they're going to a football game, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Doherty, but it's in Syracuse?
It is.
Okay, who are you going to see?
Well, we're going to see the Syracuse Orangemen play Stanford.
Okay.
Either are not my favorite team. I do like Syracuse. They're pretty decent. They got a great football, and your buddies. It is NCAA.
Is your favorite.
It is college ball. It is Friday Night Lights. It is exciting. It is all good. Yeah. So you were talking about the fact that we are... I hope that's not me feeding back here. Jeepers creepers.
We're usually much more slick than this, folks.
It is. It's a crazy...
little bumpy ride today.
Yeah. So one of the teams... they asked for a specific round this week.
Who? The book club ladies?
It is the book club ladies.
But I'm thinking for Jerry.
No, you're not. I didn't want to say it just in case they don't show up and people get mad again because they did ask for the country round and they didn't show up and I played it and it wasn't. They wanted songs about color. So the first round was called Color Me This. My second round is called Big Shiny Tunes. So, guys, if you're listening and you got a few minutes and you want to chalk up on some Big Shiny Tunes. And then the third round is Mini Pops.
Okay.
I wasn't kidding.
You said you were going to do Minions and You're Welcome, Everyone. I said no.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear Minions for 20 songs.
And then the last round is songs about the days of the week.
Okay.
So, yeah. So four new rounds this week. Thought it'd be fun. I am definitely not playing that commercial.
It's just not working
for me, so I'm not going to play it. But I am going to play a little bit of Chilliwack. They were also on one of the albums that we pulled out. So here's a little KTEL, Chilliwack.
Okay.
Gone, 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 she's been gone so long, she's been gone, gone, gone so long. A gone, 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 she's been gone so long. She's been gone, gone, gone so long. A gone, 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 she's been gone so long. A gone, 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 gone so long.
Ever since she left me, I sure feel all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out down the main street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl. She's been gone, gone, gone so long.
She didn't have to leave me. She didn't have to run. She didn't have to go without a word to anyone. I hope she's doing all right. Got no way to know unless she gets to hear this song. Hear it on the radio. My girl, she was the world to me. She's gone, and that's a drag.
So long, gone, 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 she's been gone so long.
Gone, 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 she's been gone so long.
Well, I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
Gone, gone, gone,
gone, she's been gone so long.
Well, I wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
I hope she gets the message.
Gotta get her back, you know.
Wonder if I ever
gonna track her down, I'll find that girl. Gonna tell her that I love her so.
Wonder if I ever gonna
put the word on the grapevine. Spread it all around the world.
Wonder if I ever gonna
sooner or later I know we're gonna get her. Talking about my girl.
Wonder if I ever gonna see my girl.
Corrected our technical difficulties and got Terry back to focusing on today. I will finish up our weekend plans because there is lots of nonsense going on this weekend. As always, we were on to Saturday and we're pretty excited about the Saturday events because I think we've shared our future son-in-law is a military pilot in training and he has secured Terry and I two seats to ride on a Griffin helicopter this weekend. So yeah. We are so excited about that. There is a ride over Kingston. We're very excited about that. And that's actually taking place at the Kingston Airport where there is another event called Wheels on the Runway taking place, which is in support of the United Way. There is also a special booth that will be participating in that event called Hope Air. And we will be meeting up with those of our new friends at the Hobert booth as well. So there's lots going on at the airport today if you're looking for something cool to do, particularly if you have little ones.
Not today, Saturday.
Saturday, did I say
you
today?
You said today.
Sorry,
no, Saturday. It's Saturday.
Now he's correcting me.
No, no, I didn't mean to, but no, I just want to make sure they don't show up today and go,
well, you could. There's planes there.
Yeah, but they're not going to let
Saturday,
you on the runway.
There will be planes and there will be dozers and there will be fire trucks and there will be all kinds of fun things happening for little kids to see, big vehicles and tractors. I believe one of the tractor companies is going to be there as well. And then there's going to be some military helicopters. It will be in one of them. So
yeah,
that's pretty
I think it's
exciting.
A really cool way to donate some money to the United Way. So
yeah,
I think it's
sure.
a donation to the United Way. Their campaign's kicking off this month.
Yep.
And yeah, it's a great cause.
It's
obviously,
a great cause.
I'm a big proponent of the United Way. We love the United Way because I sit on the board of Well Suited. In Kingston, and we are a charitable organization for suiting men getting back in the workforce and stuff. So, yeah, so biggest shout out to United Way, to Hope Air, and to everything that's going on this weekend.
Well suited. Yeah. Well, also, because that's not enough for, of course, us, on Sunday, Terry has graciously offered to help one of my clients move. So above and beyond the call of duty. He is that guy who will help anyone. And so we're doing a little bit of a special move for some of her fragile items up to Ottawa this weekend that is going to be personally delivered by Mr. Doherty and a buddy. So thank you to both of you.
Yeah, I voluntold.
You voluntold our friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't voluntell him. I voluntold helped him.
Right. He's, you voluntold asked him.
I voluntold asked him, I guess is the right word. I don't even know if that's even a word. But I've asked him to help out with the move. So
you're right. My client and I are both very, very grateful for. So once again, we're going to be running around like idiots all weekend because that's what we do. But you know what? Life is short and you need to do it all. So we're going to try and squeeze every little ounce out of it. And a lot of that is going to be squeezed this weekend.
Yeah, let me squish a little more KTEL information.
Oh, I know you want to squeeze some more KTEL in.
I do. Only because next week, I'm going to focus on Columbia House. I don't know if anybody remembers this. It's you would get an ad at the back of the TV magazine.
Or the Reader's Digest.
Or the Reader's Digest.
Remember that thing?
And you would pull it out and you would fill it in and you would pick your 20 CDs for a penny. And you would put your penny in. You'd mail it off. And then a few weeks later, you'd get this big box in the mail with all these CDs. And then you had to start paying.
Right.
That's when they got you. And you bought.
You had to buy them at full price after.
Yeah, you did. You bought them at full price and they were terrible, some of them. But Columbia House, it went away as well.
So did the penny.
Yeah, so did the penny. But anyway, I digress. But I want to talk about Columbia House because, again, that's where I got a lot of my compilation stuff. And again, I'm going to go back and look to see if any of those were KTEL compilations in Columbia House.
Oh, I wonder if there was some cross-pollination happening
there.
Yeah,
for sure. But when I think about KTEL, I remember fondly, and when I was looking in this, it's the 101 country hits, and it was a 10 CD set. And what's really interesting about it is the spots were actually featured by the musician Eddie Rabbit. So I don't know if you remember him, but he actually did this whole collection. And then the other one.
So sorry, were these covers?
No.
Because I don't like those ones when you click on them. It's a cover of all the songs.
No, these were
the original
songs.
Artists.
He was just doing the infomercial for KTEL back in the 90s.
Okay.
So he did it. And then there was also one called The Ultimate History of Rock and Roll. And it's really funny because I remember listening, or I was watching one of the commercials this week and listening to the old thing, and it was like, call now and you will get an extra CD or album. And I was like, oh my God, the voice in my head all week.
Well, that's why I wanted to play it.
I know. And I wish we could. I'm going to try and get it to work or whatever. I'm not a big YouTube person.
Maybe,
so
maybe we'll do that for next week.
Yeah, maybe. But it's really crazy. Now, one of the last things I really want to talk about is KTEL had they own more than 200,000 songs. And what I learned was they were able to help populate Apple Music, Apple iTunes, when it first came on.
Really?
Because they owned all of the rights to that music, KTEL licensed all of that music to Apple iTunes.
Oh boy, I wish I was in their family line for residuals.
Crazy. And the other thing I found really interesting is he's still licensing music. The family is. They actually licensed Jingle Bell Rock for Bobby Helms in season 2 of Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
So you think about all the different things that you never think about You know, when you hear the music, I love the music, but you never think about who owns it. You think the artist has some type of rights to it? Nope.
Right.
Some guy in the background just literally doing this with his fingers. I don't even know what you would call it. Twiddling his fingers.
The greed fingers. They do this now, which is the paper money thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, and then the last thing I want to talk about was one of the items, and it was called the Miracle Brush. But again, it when I was looking it up, it just turned out to be a glorified lint roller. Some of the things KTEL had, it's crazy. I mean, they do say that Kivas had a compilation of his own, and he was one success story after another. So he is his own compilation.
I would like to read his autobiography. I wonder if there is one.
I wonder if there is. So anyway, guys, we're going to finish out with a really cool KTEL song for the day.
Oh, one of the classics.
One of the classics.
It's going to pump you up.
It is. So guys, I hope you enjoyed my version of KTEL Hell. I had a lot of fun doing the research. I hope you enjoyed it. I was a little fuzzy brain today, I got to admit, because I was so excited. I just couldn't keep focused. I got to be honest. And guys, you know, have a great week, and we'll see you hopefully on Saturday.
Well, they could come to Hardway, or they could come to La Vida tonight.
Yeah.
La Vida. Sorry, my apologies.
And if you want to go to Syracuse, I'll see you at a football game tomorrow night. Yeah, I'll be eating hot dogs somewhere in the stands. And if not, we'll see you Saturday.
Doing more nonsense.
Yeah, we will be doing more nonsense. All right, guys, we're out. Thanks. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. There were